Last year, we had no measurable moisture summer, fall, and winter. Then we had abundant spring moisture in the snows, but we also had cold temperatures just as trees were budding out. Most areas along the Front Range have had a dry summer, with the exception of downpours bringing hail. All of these environmental factors create stress for our shade trees. Cottonwood and aspen already look as if it's fall. They're turning yellow, losing their leaves early. In non-irrigated places, branches and whole trees are dying. They're too dry and shutting down. The green ash, honey locust, linden, and Norway maples are also showing effects of heat and drought. Their leaves are dull. Some are even scorched. They'll all go dormant early this year. Without extra water, many trees may not survive the winter. But some trees don't seem to be bothered by the drought. Kentucky coffee tree are lush and dark green. A native to the Midwest, coffee tree's coarse root system seems to get enough water and nutrients. But it has brittle wood that breaks in snow and windstorms. Hackberry is a medium-sized tree that tolerates drought. Its growth rate is too slow for many people, and its leaves get a bumpy insect problem. Hackberry is a Great Plains native. Its response to drought is to drop all of its leaves. Bur oak is another Midwest native that doesn't seem to be bothered by the dry conditions. Bur oak is a moderate grower. When it has water, it can grow 18 inches or more a year. They mature to a tall, round, majestic tree. Any tree, young or old, needs some extra care, but right now is not the time to fertilize and heavily water trees. That can start them to grow, and that new growth spurt could get frozen in our first fall frosts. Trees need extra water later this fall and through the winter. Large shade trees need their whole root zone soaked. Soak the area out past the edge of the branches. We'll see some damage on trees in the next year. Some will have tip dieback, others will have whole branches that die. Some trees may not survive. Extra water this fall and winter and watching for damaging insects will help. This may be a good time to get on a professional arborist tree care program. For KUNC, I'm Tom Throgmorton.